When it comes to selling your house, it's much more than a business transaction. It's an emotional transition. Maybe it's because you're leaving the place you called home for so many years, the place where you served your first Thanksgiving dinner, or where your child took its first steps, or where you built that treehouse in the backyard. When you move, a part of your life changes forever. The realtors at Rector Hayden understand this. They know you need someone you can count on. It took a century to come up with a better lipstick. Introducing Lip Spa from Elizabeth Arden. Lip Spa, a truly modern lipstick. Its water emulsion system delivers liposomes, vitamin E, real spring water, soothing botanicals, and luxurious, long-lasting color. Lexington, Kentucky. Often referred to as the horse capital of the world, Lexington serves as an international center for breeding, racing, and selling thoroughbreds, home to some of the world's greatest racehorses. Each year, these splendid creatures earn their keep by generating millions of dollars and providing heart-pounding excitement. Toulouse-Lautrec's passion was for the human environment. He painted in the streets, in the cafes, cabarets, and brothels. His freedom of expression, his taste for the natural in art, were shaped by a personal obsession. He painted to penetrate to the essence of life. His portraits show a piercing understanding of their subject. I was born at Rivermouth, New Hampshire, but my parents moved to New Orleans when I was a year and a half old. As a result, I grew up until I was 10 a Southerner with great ignorance of things Northern and a contempt that exceeded my ignorance. I was ashamed that I had not been born in Louisiana and was careful not to let my schoolmates know that I was a Yankee. And the handsome Moors all dressed in white and turbans like kings, asking you to sit down in their little bit of a shop. And the wine shops half open at night. And the castanets. And the night we miss the boat at Alceres, and the watchman wandering about all serene with his lamp. Oh, you know what else I did today? I went down to Brentano's and I just walked around like you said I should. And I looked at all the different kinds of books. And the ones I thought maybe I'd like to read, I took. Well, pretty soon I had a whole big pile. Too big to carry, even.